This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This is a critical moment. That's the warning from Secretary of State Tony Blinken this morning, just moments before he walked into talks with his Russian counterpart in Geneva. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The top diplomats of the US and Russia are holding crucial talks as a weeks-long standoff over Ukraine teeters on the cusp of a pivotal and potentially violent phase. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting in Geneva, once a key Cold War crossroads, trying to avert a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine amid Moscow's demands for concessions from NATO over its relationship with the former Soviet Republic.
Authorities are urging drivers to stay off potentially icy roads in parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. The forecast is for snow, sleet, and freezing rain in areas. Pitt County, North Carolina's Jordan Davenport.
If you're able, you know, staying home and staying off the roadways is absolutely the number one best thing you can do from a safety standpoint.
The family says their hearts are broken. Rock star Meatloaf has died. Meatloaf told us a few years ago.
I do every song on a record in character, different people. I do every, when I'm live, every song is a different person, different character.
He was 74. We don't yet know the cause of death. They've chosen a jury in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's killing. 18 people chosen. 12 will deliberate if no alternates are needed. Most of the jury appears to be white. The Dow dropped 313 points yesterday. This is AP News. Researchers say early treatment could tame peanut allergies in young children. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
In a study published Thursday, researchers report young children might be able to overcome peanut allergies if treated at an early enough age. In the journal Lancet, researchers detailed a study in which peanut protein powder was given to 146 children in the U.S., ages 1 to 3, in increasing amounts to build up their tolerance for peanuts. After 2.5 years, nearly three-quarters of the subjects could tolerate the equivalent of 16 peanuts without an allergic reaction. 6 months after treatment stopped, one-fifth of the subjects still had the same tolerance. The researchers say the approach seemed to work best in the youngest children and those with milder allergies. I'm Mike Rossia.
Gas prices are going up. It's $3.33 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA, 2 cents higher than last week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.